Chapter 45, Mylar's Experiment. Patrick watched the soldier hurtle up the tear, shaking the trees behind it as it broke the sound barrier. Behind it, four more soldiers were right on its tail, weaving in and around boulders at speeds that perplexed the human eye.
"Got five more incoming," Patrick said over his shoulder.
"I see 'em," Mylar said.
He grabbed the radio.
"You see 'em, guys?"
A moment later, Jeannie replied.
"Got 'em. Joel's taking us in now."
But Patrick was frowning at the way the soldiers were weaving around the debris of the tear. It was almost as if they were chasing each other.
"Hold up a sec,"
he said, lowering the scope. Sure enough, the lead soldier spun suddenly, kicked off of the wall of the cliff, and used its sudden change in course to fire at the closest vessel trailing it. The second soldier exploded in a blinding, white-hot ball of flame and went careening into the tear in pieces. The remaining three began returning fire, but the first was already spinning up and away, heading skyward.
"What the hell?"
Patrick said.
"You see that, Miles?"
Mylar was frowning at the soldiers as they danced around each other. Joel swept in from the side, and suddenly the jungle on the opposite bank of the tear was alive with explosive rounds. The third soldier veered off, then careened into the jungle and embedded itself into the cliff. The lead soldier ducked, swept through the jungle, following the same path its brother had just carved with its body, and, as the other two ships were trying to comprehend that, wove out of the canopy, around, and put a grouping of holes through a third soldier's engines. It sputtered and dropped out of the sky, though the operator slowed its forward momentum with enough leg hydraulics to keep it from plowing into the cliff.